You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this very first day of March. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here from Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Let's talk about the Midwest. Weather here has really been moving through a yo-yo system. Either we're cold and blizzards or we're just really nice and beautiful outside. Fortunately, we're nice and beautiful at the moment. Do we get cold and nasty again soon?
Well, we do. We're going to see another system come out of the high plains as we head on into the end of the week. Now, this next system that's going to come in Wednesday night, Thursday, isn't as strong as what has just moved on through. But there's going to be areas of rain and snow across Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, into southern areas of Michigan, and into the Ohio Valley as we get into Thursday, into Friday morning. It will then go right up the eastern seaboard and will cause some snow for the New York, Philadelphia, D.C. areas at the end of the week and the weekend. Now, we do see after this another small clipper come in over the weekend, keeping this cool. But early next week, the first half of next week, high pressure developing over the southeast United States is going to turn our winds southerly. And early next week, we're going to have a real taste of some spring-like temperatures, as there's going to be a change in the weather, Todd, from the colder, unsettled weather that's been in the nation's midsection and east for the last few weeks go back to the west. So that's going to mean some warmer weather for us.
All right. Just in time for our all-day outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. I'm hoping for a really gorgeous day. Do you think this is the beginning of a warmer and, I don't know, wetter or drier spring or normal springtime?
Well, I certainly think we are going to see some warmer temperatures coming up here, but do be ready for some active weather in the sense that the warmer doesn't necessarily mean it'll be completely dry. By Wednesday and Thursday of next week, we are looking at what is likely going to be a fairly good chance of getting rained on with some showers and thunderstorms across most of the Midwest. Could even have some severe weather coming up next week in some areas of the southern and south central plains and into the western Corn Belt as that stormy weather develops in the western United States. And it is going to be an up-and-down roller coaster month. I do see some warm periods. I also see some other colder periods coming as well.
And so to be clear, we're not talking about a springtime that comes early, much like we had in 2012, which was a really rotten crop here, but one that comes a little early and has the roller coaster ride that we normally see at this time of year in our part of the world.
Absolutely. And what we have is strong El Nino. Even though the El Nino is weakening, it's still going to have a really big impact on our spring. And if we go to years past similar to this one, we can expect some swings. I mean, I think the thing to expect are these swings. This roller coaster ride for sure will be with us this spring, really coast to coast.
Thank you so much, Don. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. 1 week, just 1 week away now from the All-Day Ag Outlook, the big event over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You can still get your tickets at willag.org, willag.org. Or call this number, 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Tickets are just $30. The All-Day Ag Outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, 1 week away. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.